pretty sweet spirit. You know, just coming into church this morning, you can just feel the presence of the Lord. You just feel His sweet spirit. Yeah. And just seeing each and every one and coming in, your smiles on your face, you know, what a blessing that is. What a blessing it is. Brother Royce, I'm going to tell you right now, he's the first one here on Sunday morning. I don't know what time you get here. It might be 6 o'clock. We don't really know that. But, you know, he's excited about being at church. Yes. And you know, I need to lift my spirit up. And I need to be that much excited as he is to be here, because he looks forward to this week. And thank God for that. But it is a blessing to be here, and I thank God for His wonderful spirit.
Amen.
Does anybody have anything before we go into our time of prayer? It's good to see Bobby walk back through the door. We was getting to wonder about you, brother. Hoping your back was better.
Wayne, I always want to remember Mother and Bobby and everybody at the nursing home. Especially those that's working there. Give them care to people that need them.
Yes.
Amen. Need to lift those up. And I'll, you know, lift you know, Chris's mama, Major, and that's another. Chris gets up early, especially on Sunday morning, and he'd go visit his mom, and he gets to see a lot. You know, the nursing home is a, you know, it's a great place, you know, I'm sure for those folks, but, you know, they need people. They need people to interact with them in their lives, just like we need our church family when we interact with each other. What a wonderful time it is, but we need to pray for those folks and the workers there. Anyone else will lift up?
Brother Wayne, I saw Brother Dennis and Sister Kay Mays Friday at the drugstore, and Sister Kay's not doing very well, and so let's keep her in our prayers. And I think she said she had cirrhosis, so please, Brother Dennis and her ask. Her name is Kay.
Yeah,
it is.
Anyone else?
Sister Nell.
Yes, pray for them. I talked to Linda just a little while ago, and you know, Bo had a good night. Said he had a good, he rested good last night, and said he's asleep right now. But you know, she said he looks very peaceful. And I just need to continue praying for them. And now, Sister Nell.
I was gonna say Israel.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Our neighbor Jeanette said she's going to come this morning, so we're looking forward to that.
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Brother, can I share something?
You sure can.
Brother Lowe was trying to communicate something yesterday, and he managed to point just as straight and as firm toward his mama. Church, it's our responsibility to care for these ladies, and to visit them and call them during the week and see what they need.
Sure.
The deacons, they know that's their responsibility. But that's us as a church, we can do so much
more. Amen.
That's right. And that's all, brother. That's all I got to say.
You know, it's a hard time they're going through. And you know, we've all lost loved ones and stuff, but I go back to, especially my brother, and I'm going to say this church. What a comforting time it was when the church came, and just seeing all the faces there, you know, what a spiritual uplift that was to the family. That meant a lot. So his brother Bobby is sharing right there, you know, there's a need there.
Yes.
And, we need to help all we can. All we can. Anyone else?
Can you help pray for Major, pray for Bonnie too?
Yes.
She knows what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, her mind is she's in bed all the time. And then with Pedro, we don't know how much she knows. You know, she may know all of us, and she may want to tell us, because she does try to communicate and go by and see these ladies and real bombs on their head.
I know my brother-in-law, Jay Washburn, he works there in physical therapy, and every time he works with Bonnie too, and I just share this for Chris, and I know he's heard this before, but Bonnie would tell Jay for me to tell Chris, if he walks in that room and she's asleep, please wake her.
And I did, I just wanted
to. She's going to be mad. I know Jay said, she told Jay, if I may be sound asleep, but Brother Chris walks in the room, please wake me up. So we got to wake her up now. But anyhow, anyone else?
I just wanted to share something. In our panel here, page 716, there's a song called Jehovah Jireh. When I was in Israel, I stayed with the lady that wrote that song. And I just want to pray for that family this morning. Brother Watson, and when I opened my hymn, I realized she had her song was in here. I just felt like the Lord just brought that to my heart about her and her family. You know, they're over there. I think they originally lived in Canada and went over there and stayed, and they felt like the emergency responders. That's who they give a lot of things to, you know, financially and everything. She's an amazing musician. This lady plays violin that you just blow you away. She's a concert. Just to meet her and to stay with her, and it was just a blessing of God to get to meet them and worship. And we had, at the house we stayed at, there were pastors from all over the world came. And we had one night that we all was gathered began to worship, and we were in an area that was really a lot of Muslims in that area, and they were saying, well, I don't know if we should get loud. And all of a sudden, this pastor looks at us and said, hey, we just need to worship the Lord and not worry about anything. And so my friend, she played piano, we just began to worship, and the neighbors loved it. And here they were, we were right in the middle around Muslims, you know, right in this area. But every time I think about that, I just think about, you know, that we just need to continue to pray for them, for their protection. Because the United States, a lot of things that happen there can sometimes happen here too. So it's kind of like Roma, you know, same thing in a lot of ways. But I just ask us to pray for Merle this morning and her family to be safe. And the work that they are continuing to do over there to win souls to the Lord Jesus. They're introducing him as Messiah. And it's not easy to do. So, but they're doing it. So, appreciate it. You know. I'd love if we could just sing that. It's kind of like just a prayer for Israel. This morning. If you got one?
No, we'll do that.
I'm not sure if I had the first. Can I just sing the first?
fast y'all learn to play that.
Hey, we got some wonderful talent here at this church, I'm telling you. That's another thing. We need to be very thankful for the ones that we got that can play.
Yes.
You know, we got Chris and Marilyn and Diane, she can play, and I know some others. So it's wonderful that we got some folks that can, it's got talent like that. So yes. Need to be thankful and grateful for that. But let's go into the Lord in prayer. Thank you again, sister, for sharing that song. We need to learn new things, that's for sure. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. And I'm going to call on Brother Bobby. It's good to see you back again. I hope your back is doing you a lot better, brother. You pray for us. And the ones we lift it up in prayer.
Now, Heavenly Father, we bow again this morning, God, unworthy to bow our heads and unworthy to communicate to you, God, except for the fact, dear God, that you gave us your Son, Heavenly Father, that you made a way, God, and that you, Heavenly Father, qualified us through his blood and his redemption, Lord. How to be able to talk to you this morning, we beg you, God, Heavenly Father, would you just, Heavenly Father, deal with every prayer request that's made this morning, God, and those, Heavenly Father, that we keep hidden in our hearts, God. Heavenly Father, we know we can't hide anything from you, dear Lord.
Yes,
but Lord, you know what we care about, Lord. You know when we truly care, Heavenly Father, and when it's just lip service. But I pray this morning, dear God, from the bottom of my heart, Lord, Heavenly Father, that you just fulfill your promise to your people. We know you will, God, but Heavenly Father, help us, dear God, to turn away from the things, God, that hinder us.
God.
To turn away from the things of the world and the things of the flesh and the desires of this man, God, and turn, Heavenly Father, to those things, God, that heal us, that save us, that lift us up, dear God. We thank you, God, for the word this morning, Lord. We pray this morning, those of us who've been born again, God, who have the breath of life breathed in us, dear Lord, God, that you would sanctify us, cleanse us through the washing of your word today, God. Heavenly Father, and through the power of the Holy Spirit today,
yes,
God, we pray, God, Heavenly Father, that you'd put a right heart in us today, God, so that we would not sin against thee, Heavenly Father, that would be our desire from day to day, dear God. Heavenly Father, that we commune with you, God, in doing so, Lord, we will, God, stay in your will today, God. We pray, God, that you lead us and guide us, dear God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that's what you ever do for us, dear God. We thank you, God. Heavenly Father, we don't find ourselves want this morning, God. Thank you, God, that Heavenly Father, we have everything we need, dear God. And then an abundance above that, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for the love of the church and our friends and our family, dear God. Heavenly Father, we pray this morning, God, that you just help us, Lord, to show that love that you placed in us, to those round about us, dear God, for our families, our brothers and sisters, dear God in Christ, but for those neighbors that are about us, Lord, that know ye not, God, help us, dear Lord, shine your light through your power and your guidance, God, that they might see you in us today, God. And we ask these things, God, carry on through the week, God. Help us be ever mindful of those with need, Lord, that we would come to you on their behalf during the week. These prayers and blessings, God, we don't forget. Heavenly Father, the teaching today, God, would you bless our Sunday school teacher, dear God.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, would you bless, dear God, those that have served in any way today over at your house, dear God. And we pray today, God, when it comes time for the message, Lord, that you'd lift the man of God up, Lord, and give him that which we need from on high, dear God. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for what you do for us.
Yes.
And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Bob. We'll take our Sunday school classes in there.
good stuff. Hey, good morning, everybody. It seems the world has turned green, hasn't it?
Yes.
Matches our cars. And our decks. And anything else we have outside. I'm going to tell a funny this morning on Sister Pam. She was back talking to me back there last Sunday after Sunday school, and all of a sudden she looked down, she saw the microphone, and she says, "That wasn't on, was it?" So I promise I turn it off when I leave up here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Otherwise it'd be recorded forever in posterity on in the cloud.
It might go viral.
It might, yeah. We are in the 15th chapter of the book of Romans, which also means there's not a whole lot left of Romans to cover. So we got to start pondering our next road to travel. 15th chapter of Romans. I'm not a Bible translator. I don't play one on TV. But if I was, I think these first three verses I would have put in the 14th chapter. They seem to kind of end up the 14th chapter, so we're going to treat them as such. We're going to call them verses, instead of verses 1, 2, 3, we'll make them 24, 25, 26. Because he kind of summarizes the last two chapters in the first verse, or the 24th verse. "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves." So he's summarizing everything we've talked about. The spiritually strong are to help bear. What does bear to bear mean? To carry. Not to put up with, but to carry. To carry them. "Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification." Now, pop test time. I know you like those. What kind of love should we have? What's the word?
Agape.
Agape. Everybody familiar with that word?
Yes.
It's the best example I can say is something you do expecting absolutely nothing in return. Yeah. It's expecting nothing in return. It's totally giving. Yeah. That's the love we have. The gift of being able to freely give. And there's a big word there for edification. Not for our benefit, not for what we think we might can get back from it, but to build the other one up. You know, we live in a world where so much wants to tear down. Wants to tear people down.
Yes.
Or tear institutions down, or tear just anything, just tear it down. Sounds like the work of evil, doesn't it? To tear it down. But our duty is to try to build each other up.
Amen.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful when you run into a fellow brother or sister just somewhere? I had gone to, I forgot the name of the little town now, Rockmart, Georgia, to pick up a LP gas tank. And I was helping the guy load it, and he was helping get it on my little trailer. We was doing it with ratchet straps, pretty heavy. And something was said, and he said, "Oh, you're a brother, aren't you?" "Yes, sir, I am." Just that connection with a total stranger. Something was said in the conversation as he just popped up. "Oh, you're a brother, aren't you?" "Yeah, me too." Yeah. And that made my day. I met a new brother that day, way over in Georgia. Sir?
Was worth the trip to Georgia?
Almost was, yeah. Yeah. But to build each other up. Yeah. "For even Christ pleased not himself, but it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me." Yeah, he's the example. He gave his life expecting what from us? Nothing. There's nothing we could do. He had to do that. Christ gave. Yeah. Remember the verse of Scripture I can't remember exactly now where it says, freely you have received, freely give. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The world doesn't understand that either.
No.
And it's all, you know, it's almost like they're looking at you if you do something like that. What do you want?
Mm-hmm. So suspicious.
Right.
Yeah.
So words made me think of how important our words are.
Mm-hmm.
And how important those words of encouragement are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two or three people come up to us today and said, you don't look like you're feeling too good. And we'll go home sick. I mean, but it's true. But the opposite is true when we give words of affirmation and encouragement.
Yeah.
It can change someone's day.
Yeah. I've made the statement, wives, you want to get your husbands to do something, brag on them. Works every time. That'll get us fired up. Oh, that's looking so good. Finish. You're going to finish it, aren't you? Yeah, I'll finish it. Watch me go. Yeah. Hey, us guys know how we work. Yeah. But to edify each other, to build each other up, that should be our goal. Every chance we get. Because I promise you, He notices. He notices. I told my son when he was still living at home, we'd be up here working, doing something. I always told him, some of the best work you can do for the church is work nobody ever knows about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because He knows.
Amen.
He knows. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Anyone on these three verses that, like I say, I feel like should have been in the previous chapter? Paul goes on to say, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. What in the world will we do without this book? Including the Old Testament. Over in Corinthians, Paul wrote this. He's talking about the children of Israel way back in Exodus. Now all these things happen to them for examples, and they are written for our admonition. Yeah. Grace is in the New Testament. It's in the Old Testament. But in the Old Testament, because I wouldn't think Paul would have access to any New Testament writings here yet, would you? I don't think so. I think he's talking about the good things that were in the Old Testament that we had, and the lessons to be learned in the Old Testament. Things to do, things not to do. We can just take the children of Israel with their ups and downs through history. Yeah. But he said they were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. What kind of hope? Not a wish. A confident expectation. That's what our definition of hope is. Confident expectation. Not a dream, not a pie in the sky. Boy, I hope this happens. No. It's confidence it will happen.
Amen.
Yeah. Now the God of patience. Notice how he describes God here in this verse 5. The God of patience and consolation. He's still my God on the bad days.
Yes.
Yeah. He's patient with me. Even one place called the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Yeah. Grant you to be like-minded. To be what? To be a patient person. And to be a person that can console somebody. Yeah. He's saying those are characteristics of God, therefore they should be characteristics of us. Yeah. We need to be the good guy. To be like-minded one toward another, according to Jesus Christ, the reason being that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God. Isn't it wonderful when you come into church and everybody brought their singing shoes with them? And everybody must have sung in the shower that morning. I mean, just the very first song just raises the roof. Yeah, one accord, one mind. That's what's required in a church to really move forward, is everybody pulling the wagon. Yeah, yeah. One mind and one accord. Why are we here? You ever thought about that? Why'd you come this morning? We come to be encouraged. We come to see each other. Let's be honest about it. Yeah. But we come to lift His name, don't we?
Amen.
And from the back seat back there to the front seat up here, if everyone comes with that in their heart, it'll happen. Yeah. But unfortunately, there are situations where in churches, this group's pulling this way, and this group's pulling this way, and it just doesn't work real well. Not like when one voice. Yeah. I use the example where in the Sermon on the Mount, Christ said, He's talking about us being the light of the world. You know, if I put one light on the hill 5 miles away, I probably won't see it. But if I put 100 of them over there, or I put 500 of them over there, you know, once we lived in a place where at night you could see the lights of Gadsden, Oneonta, Birmingham, not individual light, although it was made up of individual lights,
the glow.
You could see the glow. You knew that was Gadsden. That's Oneonta that way. Yeah. Individually, we can be lights, but as a group, we can be a much bigger light.
Amen.
Yeah, as a group, much bigger light. But everybody on the same page with the same, we all have the same needs with the same goals, to lift Him up. And if we'll do that, what did He say He'd do?
Draw.
He'd do the drawing. Yeah. Yeah, He'd do the drawing. If we'll just lift Him up, He'll do the drawing. Yeah.
As Moses lifted up the serpent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And He said, if you'll lift Me up, I'll do the rest. Yeah.
Michael, sometimes we forget and we try to be persuaders instead of lifters of Christ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We worry about His part instead of our part. Yeah.
Come to worship God this morning. Through His Son is Jesus Christ, I am worshiping Him. I come to, because I'm happy with, you know, all my brothers and sisters, and I love y'all, but I came to worship God and Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Michael, this, in the verse that you just read, in verse 3, a pretty profound statement when He said that for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. And I got to thinking, and I do that sometimes. what do we do all of our young life? Kids go to school and they read to learn so they can better themselves in the world. They can be more, I guess, more aware of what's going on, know what causes certain. You learn, but when you read the scriptures, you learn not so you'll get a better job or so you will be impressive to people, but you learn. He said, it's written for learning that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Didn't say anything about advancing ourselves, but we're always learning. And I think sometimes we as parents, grandparents, don't do the greatest job of presenting things to the youth that will help them learn things that was going to give them patience and hope. Everything that we read, everything that we view, we learn from it, whether we want to or not.
we've all learned the seven words that you can't say on TV because we've heard them somewhere. We've learned those. That's not a good thing to learn, but what I'm saying is we got to be careful what we do, because whatever we're doing, whatever we're reading, whatever we're watching, we are definitely learning from it. And if we put it in here, it won't benefit us with worldly things, but it's going to give us peace and hope. And what a magnificent reward for learning is to have hope and peace. Mm-hmm.
And if Paul felt that way about the Old Testament, how about us with the New Testament to go with it?
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I know there are some places that really have no use for the Old Testament, and I really don't understand that, because it is the schoolmaster for the New Testament. It's the foundation for the New Testament. But thank God for the New Testament that we have, that goes above and beyond the law and the ceremony of the Old Testament into grace. Yeah.
Brother Michael, where it talks about that we, through patience and comfort of the Scripture, might have hope. You just can't help but think about, in the Old Testament, the characters that you would have liked to have gotten to know personally, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's unlimited to how many there are, and we teach our children, a lot of times in card class, we teach our children Old Testament stories because we feel like they can relate to that. Daniel in the lion's den, or the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace, those are engraved in my mind from the time I was little bitty. Didn't understand everything about it, but I liked to hear that scripture of those stories, and I thought about that all through till I came under conviction and got saved, and then it just meant that much more after I got saved. But we need to be sure and instill in our children that these miracles in the Old Testament were not fairy tales, but they really happened and they were real people. Because at the same time, we can be talking about Jack and the Beanstalk, and the child might want to misinterpret that might really happen. But these things, we really need to teach our children that these things did happen, and they're recorded for our benefit that they did. And boy, I would love to have met Job. I really would have. David. So many down through there. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they could have easily fallen down on their knees and worshiped a false god or worshiped the king, but yet they chose death over that. And because they chose death or dying, God had mercy on them and protected them. And not only did he protect them, but the king and all those around saw this miracle happen and what influence that was to all that were around. So I'm thankful for the, I'm glad we got the New Testament. Just like you said, we got it made. But those Old Testament stories never get old. They just get richer.
Yeah. You know, the writer of the book of Hebrews in the New Testament wrote a chapter of the heroes of faith. Where were all those characters located? In the Old Testament. Yeah, the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. Heroes of faith back then.
Yeah.
And just hang on, you'll get to meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll know them. That's what amazes me. We'll know them.
Yep. Know. Yep, yep. Someone else. Let me read a few verses. I'll just read through these four or five verses. He's emphasizing again. Jew or Greek, or Jew or Gentile, doesn't matter. He wants them all in one voice. Now, I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision, or the Jews, for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto their fathers, and that the Gentiles might glory God for His mercy, as it is written, "For this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name." And again he saith, "Rejoice ye Gentiles with his people." And again, "Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people." And again, Isaiah said, "There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust." Yeah, that's us, the Gentiles. But in God's eyes, we're the true Jew, just like the Old Testament, the true Jew that believed Christ was coming. Yeah. True Israel today is the church. Don't get confused with that, okay? Remember that. True Israel today is the church. Yeah. Those that believe in Christ. Y'all got that? You sure? All right. We are out of time. That's okay. Y'all get tired of hearing me talk anyway. Anyone a word on this? Kind of a little bit short and sweet this morning. I do want to say again, be thinking about what road we want to take next, because really, the 16th chapter is Paul just saying hi to everybody, so I'm not sure we'll cover that one up here.
Do you have like two or three in mind you're thinking of that you're wanting to?
No, but I could do that again. Is that okay? Let everybody vote on it that way?
I mean, you might have already done something that I can't remember.
Yeah.
That we're not repeating something.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough then. We'll do that. I'll make a note and we'll just collect all the notes back and see where we go. Anyone else a word? I really appreciate you guys' help this morning, okay? That's what makes this class is you guys. It's Marilyn's nephew's wife. She listens to every one of our Sunday school classes. She'll text me during the week and say, "That was great." She's not talking about me. She said, "What somebody said, that was great." Yeah, she listens to every one of our Sunday school lessons. Yeah. So, and they're posted out there. There's no telling who listens to them. Yeah. Sounds good.